With a presidential primary just a week away, municipal clerks are feeling the stress of absentee voting during a pandemic, Connecticut Public Radio's Allie Oshinsky reports.
Mark Bernacki is spending his Monday with a spreadsheet. He's the clerk for the city of New Britain, which got 3,400 applications for absentee ballots this year. The problem, according to Bernacki, is that some people still haven't gotten their ballots in the mail yet. Close to 200 people, to whom Bernacki thought the state was mailing ballots. But it isn't. So now, with a week to go, Bernacki has to mail the ballots himself.
You're telling us now that all 3,400 aren't going to receive them? So now we're scurrying around trying to find out who got them, who didn't, and it's a mess.
Bernacki says it all makes him nervous, both about the primary and the November general election.
If we talk about the November election, I'm going to have close to 15 to 20,000 of these, and there's no way that this can be accomplished unless things dramatically change between now and the November election.
Scott Bates is the deputy secretary of the state. He says the extra work for town clerks is by design. It ensures that, this close to election, voters can get ballots directly from their clerks.
And part of the game plan has always been that at a certain point, it shifts over to the localities for speedy delivery of their absentee ballots.
Bates says about 90% of the requests for absentee ballots went through the secretary's office. In non-global pandemic years, town clerks process 100% of the absentee ballots. This year, the state is playing a bigger role, and it's even paying for a lot of COVID-related expenses, like staffing. Still, this was the plan.
Everybody's known this day is coming. It's been on the calendar a long time.
But the whole process, according to Bates, has been a learning experience for November. He says the Secretary of State's office will be looking to make a series of improvements for the general election. And town clerks, like Bernacki, are counting on it. Allie Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.